are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Caspick, and on this show we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. I'm a former contributor for the baseball statistics and analysis websites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs. I've been podcasting about the Giants since 2015, and I'm a lifelong fan. And coming up on today's show, we are going to talk about three things we learned this weekend with the San Francisco Giants. Started off well, Giants with a nice win coming out of the All-Star break on Friday, but then the bats went ice cold. And that's kind of the number one takeaway for me from this weekend in St. Louis. The big first thing we learned is that the bats have gone cold and that there are some legitimate reasons for concern about some specific players and some specific positions. The good news is, A, they figure to get healthy in the next few weeks, at least in some respect. Certain players coming back, Posey may be back as soon as today. So we'll talk about, you know, all the injury updates later. But the other good thing is that the trade deadline is coming up. And so if the Giants really feel like there's a position where they have a need, they can make a move. But we've also got to think about it in the context of the races they're in. The Giants, it's become a race for the National League West, which is against all odds. Like, everybody expected, myself included, that even if the Giants had a really good season, that the Dodgers were a team that was going to win like 105-plus games, and that they would run away with the division no matter what. But the Giants are in it, and so it's become a race for the West, but we do have to keep in mind where the Giants stand in the overall playoff race. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, but I still think that making the postseason would just be a hugely successful outcome for the Giants. Maybe that expectation has changed and people expect more. I still think the Dodgers are very likely to win this division. There's so much to say about this. They're not healthy, and Trevor Bauer, that's not a health issue, but he's not there, and Clayton Kershaw is not healthy either. And they lost Gavin Lux over the weekend. I think they may have lost Mookie Betts over the weekend. So there's a lot going on here, but I do want to focus on the bats going cold and a couple of positions to me that are sticking out in particular. Basically, it's the outfield outside of Mike Yastrzemski. And even Yastrzemski, I mean, last year he was like an MVP candidate, and this year it's not been the same type of year. However, he's not an issue, so I'm not going to focus on him in this conversation. But I do want to talk about Alex Dickerson and Austin Slater, and even Steven Duggar and Mike Tauchman. It's just becoming apparent that basically all four of those guys I just named are having some problems. You might say Steven Duggar is not, but lately he really has been struggling, actually. And I'm still continuing to look at some numbers that indicate to me trouble for Steven Duggar and an inability perhaps to maintain above average offensive production simply by looking at the numbers. But let's talk about Alex Dickerson. We all know what this guy is capable of doing when he's at his best. We've seen it. We saw it in 2020. We saw it in 2019. But in 2021, he just has not been able to get it going on any kind of a consistent basis. Against right-handed pitching, Dickerson has been a machine in 2019 and 20, but this year, almost 200 plate appearances, and the production has been below league average production. Less than a 300 on base percentage. Still hitting for some power, not as much as we're used to against right-handed pitching. And striking out a lot more than we're used to, and walking a lot less. So it's just been a struggle for Alex Dickerson. And that's a concern, especially when he doesn't play great defense or run the bases all that well. If he's not hitting, it is an area of concern. And then moving on to Austin Slater, we've all seen the same thing, that like Dickerson, he's just not been able to do what he's in there to do, and that's like crush left-handed pitching. And yesterday and the day before, a couple of lefties, this was on display. They need Austin Slater at the top of the lineup to do something, get on base, hit for power. We've obviously seen at times this season that Austin Slater can do that. But to me, he continues to hit like too many ground balls right now against anybody, but even left-handed pitching. His ground ball rate this year against lefties is 51.4%. Last year, it was down to 42.4%. And just the production overall has been mediocre against left-handed pitching. Just a 316 on base, 216 isolated power. So hitting for some power, but just not getting on base enough. And like Dickerson, strikeout rate has jumped dramatically from last year to this year, and the walk rate has fallen dramatically. So that's a concern. And then we talk about Steven Duggar. I'm just seeing he has a 406 average on balls in play. That's unsustainably high. And it's taking that just to be 26% above average, which is not like overwhelmingly above average. So if that average on balls in play regresses, I'm concerned that we're looking at probably below average offense. And so if that's the case, you've lost your center fielder, you've lost your platoon in left field, and then you've got Mike Tauchman also on your team. I continue to be a Mike Tauchman advocate, but it's not like he's deserving of just starting every single day. He's basically a project at this point. He did come off the IL and hit the ball hard a few times yesterday and had nothing to show for it. And he plays great defense, and he's a good base runner too. But at the end of the day, we're talking about four of your five outfielders essentially having red flags and concerns. So with the trade deadline upcoming, I absolutely think that these are areas that the Giants are going to look into and possibly feel the need to make a move. If not via the trade deadline, maybe we're talking about some kind of minor league call-up, and we can look at who those names might be at a later point. But for now, we need to move on. And coming up next, we're going to talk about the second thing we learned this weekend. We're going to talk about Kevin Gausman missing his start on Friday, his wife hospitalized with pregnancy complications. So we'll talk all about that next. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. The baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and your UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. That's promo code LOCKEDON for a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit at betonline.ag. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, as promised, the second thing we learned this weekend, for me, it's about Kevin Gausman. He was supposed to start the first game out of the All-Star break, but we learned on the day of the game that he was not going to start, and he was placed on the family medical emergency leave list. So we later learned that Gausman was home with his wife, Taylor, who was having some pregnancy complications that required hospitalization. Gabe Kapler said that she was doing well and it was a day-to-day situation. So that's what we heard on Friday. And then as the days went on, thankfully, we learned that Taylor was doing better and she was going to be discharged from the hospital. I think she was either discharged on Monday or Sunday. So really happy to report that Kevin Gausman's wife, Taylor, is healthy, the baby is fine, and she's been discharged from the hospital, or at least she's going to be, one of the two. But it changed the Giants' pitching setup for obviously the weekend and then coming into this series against the Dodgers. Gausman would have pitched against the Dodgers anyway. I was a little bit surprised that they elected to use Johnny Cueto as the third starter coming out of the All-Star break, but I think it has to do with not wanting Cueto to face the Dodgers in this four-game series. So Cueto continues, he pitched well. I was going to say he continues to be a bit of a liability, but he pitched well against the Cardinals, did give up some hard contact, gave up a home run, kind of fortunate, I would say, a little bit to give up just the one run in five innings. But with Gausman not being able to start on Friday, the Giants called up Logan Webb, and he made that start. And to me, I just continue to be very encouraged by what I've seen from Logan Webb. And this start was no different. Webb is still building himself back up, coming back from the shoulder injury. He threw 60 pitches, 42 of which were strikes. He went four innings, allowed just one run, five hits, two strikeouts, and a walk. And I put out a note on Twitter that in his last five starts over 24 innings, Webb has a 1.13 ERA, 2.21 fielding independent pitching, 2.41 expected fielding independent pitching, 2.77 Sierra. These are some kind of newfangled numbers, but basically when they're all below three, that is a good thing. Webb has just clearly pitched very well recently. And during that span, he's got a 28.1% strikeout rate, just a 4.2% walk rate, 59% ground ball rate, and just a 3.2% quote-unquote barrel percentage. And that just, barrels are the most damaging type of contact. It doesn't just mean hitting it on the sweet spot. It means hitting it hard at an ideal kind of spectrum of launch angles. So that 59% ground ball rate, let's just point out, the average is around 42%. And Webb on the season, that's where he's been. So he is a ground ball machine, and the average launch angle against him is one of the lowest in the sport, if not number one. So I'm super encouraged. If he's striking people out and throwing strikes and keeping the ball on the ground, that is a really winning combination. And so great job by Logan Webb again. He got into some trouble, did get bailed out a little bit by Adam Wainwright chasing some pitches out of the zone with the bases loaded in his final inning. But, you know, that happened. He made that start on Friday, and it, like I said, changed the pitching setup. So DeSclafani and Cueto went on turn for the rest of that series. DeSclafani pitched well, but the Giants couldn't score. Cueto pitched well, but the Giants couldn't score. So then coming up tonight in LA, we've got this four-game series against the Dodgers. Obviously a huge series. Dodgers still trail the Giants by one game. They got walked off in Colorado last night, and the Padres got walked off as well. So as bad as the Giants' losses were, their opponents kind of faltered too, at least on Sunday. So the Giants still have the best record in the major leagues, and they've got this massive lead on a playoff spot, which is so significant. We're all focused on the West, but the Giants have a 10.5 game lead on a playoff spot. And so the Reds are the team to watch right now. If the Giants can win and the Reds lose, they're gaining a game and they're 11.5 up. So I'm watching the Reds. I believe they're taking on the Mets coming up. They just got swept by the Brewers. So even though the Giants lost 2 out of 3, they gained a game on the Cincinnati Reds for a playoff spot. So to me, I would be thrilled, especially if the Giants could host a wild card game. I think that that would be a great outcome for the season. Obviously, the goal is to win the division. You're in a position where it's possible. But I wouldn't be too upset if the Giants walk out of here, you know, hosting the National League wild card game, possibly against the Padres, and you could throw out Kevin Gausman and you'd have a pretty darn good shot, although you'd probably have to face Yu Darvish, so it would be a tough task. Anyway, as I said, Gausman is going to go tonight. It's going to be Tony Gonsolin on the mound for the Dodgers. It's not Kershaw, it's not Bueller, it's not Bauer, but Gonsolin is good in his own right, as is pretty much every single player on the Dodgers roster. On Tuesday, Alex Wood will go, and then Wednesday, Logan Webb, and Thursday, Anthony DeSclafani. So Cueto gets avoided here, and then he'll face the Pirates probably in the first game of that series at home. Anyway, coming up next, we'll talk about a bunch of roster updates, injury updates, and more. So you won't want to miss that. There's actually a ton to update you on. But first, did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's really something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their favorites. If you don't know the Built Bar flavors well, you're missing out. Coconut, cherry, raspberry, mint brownie, double chocolate, salted caramel, strawberry, orange, cookies and cream, German chocolate. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mixed box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too, and that's really important to me. 17 to 18 grams of protein, calories ranging from just 130 to 180, only 4 to 5 grams of sugar, and only 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. Amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Built Bar is also the official protein bar of the U.S. track and field team. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, as promised, we're going to update you on a bunch of the, you know, roster moves and injury updates. There's just a ton to talk about here, so we'll jump right in. Number one, as I said, Giants recalled Logan Webb, reinstated Mike Tauchman from the injured list, selected the contract of Jay Jackson, who's already now made a couple relief appearances. They optioned Jason Vossler, and they transferred Evan Longoria to the 60-day injured list, meaning he won't be able to come back until early August. So we had talked last week about what the Giants were going to do with the roster crunch. There continues to be a crunch, and it's going to continue to happen, but we did say Evan Longoria to the 60-day IL was one way to clear a 40-man spot. I didn't see them using that 40-man spot to select the contract of right-handed pitcher Jay Jackson, but that's exactly what they did. So Jay Jackson is now in this bullpen. Jay Jackson was phenomenal in AAA this season, and he's a guy who has some major league experience. He's thrown 37 major league innings in his career. He pitched in 2015 for the Padres, 2019 for the Brewers, and that was his major league experience. He also went to Japan at some point in there. It may have even been last year. I'm not entirely sure, but he's 33 years old. He absolutely dominated in AAA, and he's kind of dominated in his 2 1/3 innings with the Giants here. He's got a 50% strikeout rate. Obviously, a tiny sample. We're talking about 8 hitters, so he struck out 4 of them. And yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say. The numbers look good so far, and he dominated in AAA. So Jay Jackson, welcome to the Giants bullpen. They've got a bunch of journeymen, kind of random people in the bullpen, but mostly it's been working out lately. John Brebbia gave up a key run, though, yesterday. So he's kind of continued to scuffle, even though I long-term really believe in John Brebbia. He's got a track record, and there are some kind of unfortunate numbers that I see when I look at his ERA. It looks higher than it should be, so I would expect Brebbia to get better as time goes on here. He can be optioned, too. So Brebbia, that's part of why they value him on the roster, is because he's a guy, if he does struggle, they don't have to lose him like some other guys, i.e. Jimmy Scherfy, who the Giants did have to DFA to get someone else onto the roster, and the Dodgers claimed him. So Scherfy is now in that Dodgers bullpen, and you could even see him today. You're probably going to see him at some point in this series, so that's a little weird, but that's the reality of it. So some other updates. Aaron Sanchez, remember him? He hasn't pitched since, I don't know, early May, but he started for AAA Sacramento, I think, on Friday. Sammy Long was also in Sacramento to throw a bullpen. Reyes Maranta was throwing a bullpen, I think, on Friday, and it's possible he could go on a rehab assignment starting this week. So that would be crazy to welcome Reyes Maranta back to the Giants bullpen. He's a guy that I'm sure they would love to have in the mix, although the group that they have now has been pretty effective. So it starts to become a question, how do you fit certain guys back onto your roster? And that continues to be the crunch that we've talked about so much here. Looking at guys who could be optioned in the Giants bullpen, Caleb Berger, we haven't even seen him, even though he's been back. Jay Jackson can be optioned. John Brebbia can be optioned, and Zach Littell and Tyler Rogers. So actually, it's just Dominic Leone, Harleen Garcia, Jose Alvarez, and Jake McGee who cannot be sent down. Anyway, Aaron Sanchez, I think, would provide some much valued depth in the starting rotation. So hopefully he continues to progress well on his rehab assignment and then we see him at some point. Tommy La Stella felt some soreness in his thumb, so his rehab assignment with AAA Sacramento was paused. They said on Friday that he'll take a few days off and could restart rehab games this week. Kapler said that La Stella is making progress even with the continued soreness, so it doesn't sound like a major concern. So that's basically it for the injury updates, but obviously that's a lot. To me, Tommy La Stella is a key guy. The Giants' depth has been severely tested this season. They've needed every single one of these depth pieces they brought in. We're getting regular playing time from guys like Tyro Estrada. Chadwick Tromp is here right now. Steven Duggar has become like an everyday player. Donovan Solano is playing every day at second base. Wilmer Flores is playing every day at third base. Some of these situations, Lamont Wade Jr. is playing every day at first base. And by every day, I do mean they're platooning at a lot of these spots, except not Flores and not Solano. Those guys are just, they don't really have a choice. Those are the guys that they're going to every single day. But welcoming back La Stella to me would really fix a lot of their problems, or at least help them address a lot of their problems. And so I really look forward to Tommy La Stella coming back. He's a key part of this offense, but he never really got it going, so we haven't even really seen what Tommy La Stella can do. So we will continue to provide updates on all of these players. Hopefully they all can come back, but it definitely will lead to some continued roster crunches. And we didn't even mention Evan Longoria or Brandon Belt. I didn't see an update about them over the weekend, but I do believe they're not expected to be that far off. Oh, Longoria, we know he's not eligible now to come back until early August, which is when I think they do expect him to be back. I'll have to get back to you about Brandon Belt. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. Giants obviously in LA taking on the Dodgers next. We will have a podcast tomorrow breaking down this game one. Kevin Gausman, Tony Gonsolin, Dodgers, Giants. It'll be great. So please come back tomorrow. I can't wait to see you then. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's KASPICK. If you like this show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. It helps me out so much. So thank you in advance and thank you to everyone who's done so already. I can't wait to be with you again tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. Stay locked on Giants.